The Brass Verdict by Michael Connolly, page 174. Extract 1. That's my job.
Everybody lies. Cops lie. Lawyers lie. Witnesses lie. The victims lie. A trial is a contest of lies. And everybody in the courtroom knows this. The judge knows this. Even the jury knows this. They come into the building knowing they will be lied to. They take their seats in the box and agree to be lied to. The trick, if you're sitting at the defense table, is to be patient. To wait. Not just for the one you can grab onto and forge like hot iron into a sharpened blade. You then use that blade to rip the case open and spill its guts out on the floor. That's my job, to forge the blade, to sharpen it, to use it without mercy or conscience, to be the truth in a place where everybody lies.
Extract 2. The Trial.
I was in the fourth day of trial in Department 109 in the downtown criminal courts building when I got the lie that became the blade that ripped the case open. My client, Barnett Woodson, a 27-year-old drug dealer from Compton, was accused of robbing and killing two college students from Westwood. He decided to kill them both with a sawed-off gun, or so the prosecution said. It was a black-on-white crime, and that made things bad enough for Woodson, especially coming just 4 months after the riots that had torn the city apart. But what made his situation even worse was that the killer had attempted to hide the crime by weighing down the two bodies and dropping them into the Hollywood Reservoir. When Woodson was linked by phone records to the dead men and arrested, the public outrage directed towards him was almost palpable. The district attorney's office promptly announced it would seek the death penalty. The case against Woodson, however, wasn't all that palpable. It was constructed largely of circumstantial evidence, the phone records, and the testimony of witnesses who were criminals themselves. And state's witness Ronald Torrance sat front and center in this group. He claimed that Woodson confessed the killings to him.
Extract 3. Interviewing the witness.
Torrance shrugged before answering. That's what happened. So you say, what will you get from the prosecution if Mr. Woodson is convicted of these crimes? I don't know. Nobody has promised me nothing. With your prior record and the charges you currently face, you're looking at more than 15 years in prison if you're convicted, correct? I don't know about any of that. You don't? No, sir. I let my lawyer handle all that. He hasn't told you that if you don't do anything about this, you might go to prison for a long, long time? He hasn't told me none of that. I see. What have you asked the prosecutor in exchange for your testimony?
Nothing. I don't want nothing.
So then you're testifying here because you believe it is your duty as a citizen. Is that correct? The sarcasm in my voice was unmistakable. That's right, Torrance responded indignantly.